Hey guys,
it's happening
with
Snooki
and Joey.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Happy good evening. Welcome to the nightly news.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Did that happen?
No, it's the 17th. I'm getting
Shit. I thought it was yesterday. I was like, why is everyone drinking so much beer in the airport? And I thought it was St. Patty's Day.
Well, you're in a different country, bitch. It was probably St. Patty's Day there.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I just got back from Canada. So this is why we're late. We're late today. But I just got back from Canada, and I just felt so sick yesterday. So I was like, we're going to record today. But right before I left for Canada, of course, I had like the worst sinus infection. It came out of nowhere. So when I flew to Canada, you know, like when you have a sinus infection, then you go in the air and your ears fucking pop and they hurt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So I got there and I was just sick as a fucking dog. Thank God Janice got me a Z-Pack. So like I survived filming because we had to go to we went to a spooky jail this time for my ghost show. So we went to a spooky jail. And I felt like shit the entire time. But I got back and I'm still fucking sick. Like, what is this?
Wait a second. Did you sneeze on the ghosties?
I did. I sneezed on the ghosties and I was coughing. I'm coughing up phlegm all over the ghosts.
Even the ghosts were sick.
Yeah, I got all the ghosts sick.
Wait a second. I've never been to Canada, but I do want to go. Did you?
Well, they do speak French. Every time I'm on the plane, they start speaking French, and I'm pretending I'm going to Paris, like you.
Wait, did you ask the ghosts if they have gay butt sex?
Oh, in jail? No, I wasn't even thinking of that. I don't know, honey. He's running around somewhere.
Why is he hiding from
me? I don't know, honey.
Is that?
Angelo stayed home today because he's sick. He's coughing.
I mean,
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Where's Rocky?
I don't know. Go call him. Go call him. Say Rocky.
Why are you hiding
from me? Angel, I don't know. I have to work, babe. Can you get in the other room? Oh.
What does he have now?
He has what I had. Just call him, babe. I'm doing something.
That's why my kid's a different species. I don't think I can get... Can dogs and humans contract the same disease together?
Well, no, but dogs do get like a kennel cough. That sounds horrific. So if your dog starts coughing, they can die. So you better bring your dog to the vet.
So I would ask the ghosties. The ghosties at the prison, did they? I don't want to give too much away, but did they like all die in that prison, or was it just an old prison?
No, yeah, they died. There was a lot of hanging in the prison.
Oh.
So yeah, there was a lot of like angry ghosties that I felt, and there was a child ghost there because one of the warden's house was connected. This is like old. It was built in like the 1800s. The warden's house was connected to the jail. So people died in that cute little house that was connected. And there was a little girl that kept touching my hair.
What did she say? How old was she?
She was six.
But how long ago was she awake?
I don't know. The medium cabin was like, yeah, she's a little girl. She's six. She's touching your hair, and she's gravitating towards you because you're a mom, and she feels safe with you.
A mother.
And I was like, So I was hugging a little ghosty all weekend. And now I'm home, and now I have to go back on Monday.
I don't want to ask, but I'm just assuming. And I'm just going to get pissed off and get upset. But do you have work friends? Like, who do you hang out with? Like, who do you talk to there?
Cameron and Entreg swap when they come.
Oh, they come with you.
Yeah, because I get nervous, like, being in another country by myself. And, like, if shit goes down, like, I just need, like, someone I trust.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because we're, like, in a war. Like, what's happening? So, yeah. Entrenig came the first time. Then Cameron came this time. So then Entrenig's coming on Monday. But, like, I made friends there. Everyone is so nice. The three people that are on the show with me are so freaking cute. I love them. They're very nice to me. And then the whole crew is very nice. So I feel cozy. I do feel cozy there to where, like, if my managers didn't come, I would feel okay. But, oh, yeah, I made friends with everyone.
Do you have a favorite camera lady or camera person?
There's only two cameras. It's not, like, a big thing.
It's happening!
You know what's funny, ladies? The one thing that's supposed to be self-care, but always ends up feeling like a chore. It's shaving. And honestly, why is that? It's because most women's razors feel cheap and flimsy, or because a lot of them weren't actually designed with women's bodies in mind. Maybe your razor irritates your skin, and self-care should feel like a ritual, not something you rush through. So that's why I love Flamingo. Flamingo was actually created by the women who helped build Harry's. They noticed that most companies were basically just shrinking men's razors down and painting them pink. So they decided to create a shaving solution designed specifically for women. Their razor feels sturdy in your hand with a weighted handle, glides smoothly over curves, and gives you a really close shave without irritation. And the Flamingo Starter Set has everything you need. You get their 5-blade original razor with a flexible hinge and 360-degree comfort system, a facial dermaplane razor for peach fuzz and exfoliation, a foaming shave gel that gives your skin that soft cushion while shaving, and even a shower holder to keep everything within reach. And here's the best part. The whole starter kit is just $7 with free shipping. Just thoughtful design and a great shave. And if you don't love it, Flamingo offers a 100% money-back guarantee.
For a limited time, our listeners can get the Flamingo Starter Set for only $7 at shopflamingo.com/snooki. This set includes a Flamingo Original Razor, 1 5-blade cartridge, a 1-ounce foaming shave gel, and a shower holder. Just head to shopflamingo.com/snooki to claim this offer. After you purchase, we're going to ask you how you heard about us. Please let them know we sent you over so they can send them the show us some... Please let them know we sent you over to show or show some support.
Okay. Everyone is talking about you.
Why?
Stunning and cute. You literally look like you're 25 years old. I don't get it.
I know.
You're drinking baby's blood. You definitely sold your soul.
No, I did. That's why I have to pay all this debt off. I've been doing Weight Watchers, and it's like I forgot how easy it is on Weight Watchers. Like I also take GLP-1. I also take my Zepbound 15 milligrams a week, but I get it through Weight Watchers. But as you, because I like Weight Watchers, you should try that, Nick. Because you don't have to give anything up. You can still have the wine. You just have to budget it into your system, into your pump system.
Oh yeah. Speaking of wine, I had a bottle of wine to myself. Like I ordered room service when I was done, and I went to the room and I ordered a bottle of wine and like pizza. I made a TikTok and like all these things, and I drank the bottle of wine and I hardly felt anything. I don't think Canadian wine is that strong. What? Because I'm working. Can you hold on real quick? I'll do it in a second. Go in the other room.
How do you know it wasn't non-alcoholic wine you had?
No, it wasn't. It was legit wine. Just maybe I'm...
Mom.
What?
I'm going to take a picture. I'll get my iPad and take a picture of ourselves.
Okay. All right, I can help you. Just give me your iPad.
The fuck is long-lasting arugula? Sorry, I'm placing my order for Instacart right now. I love Instacart. Instacart, use it. I'm at Wegmans right now, and it says long-lasting arugula. What the fuck is long-lasting arugula? Hello?
Hello?
What, did you just have to beat him? What happened?
No, Gianni called.
No. Did he ask about me? No.
No. So yeah, I ordered the bottle of wine, room service, and yeah, I wasn't like hungover or anything the next day. I was like, that's weird, because usually, you know, I'll wake up and have like a little headache.
Yeah.
But I was fine. And I got to the airport and I had like 45 minutes. So I went to the lounge and I got a champagne. And then we got on to the plane and then we had to deplane because the plane was broken. So we had to get off the plane and wait another hour for a new plane. So I went back to the lounge, I got another champagne, and then we finally got onto the plane and then I had another champagne. So I basically drank.
Even another was sick.
Yeah, so I day drank yesterday.
I drank for the first time yesterday in...
Finally.
In weeks. I had to go to a work event, and I wasn't planning on drinking, but I did.
Loser.
I had an altercation last night.
Did you fight someone?
No.
What happened?
Okay. So we all went to the event. Not all. Me and go to the event. And then we get home, everything's fine, and we're in like bed and like sleeping, and I have to go and pee in the middle of the night. I fell in the middle of the night on the way to the bathroom. I fell and I broke my arm. Literally, my arm is fucked up. I can't move it and it's like bleeding. And then when I fell, I pissed myself at the same time.
Oh, in the hallway. This is new. Okay.
And Billy found me. He came flying. Billy, did you record that or was that just a light?
That, you know why? Because you haven't been drinking. So you're like a toddler.
Well, no, I got to say, because I maybe because I lost so much weight, but I get so dizzy when I stand up now, maybe because I'm so skinny.
You're a lightweight now.
I'm getting very, not when I'm drinking, just in general, I get dizzy with sitting up, like when I stand up. So I was a mixture between getting dizzy.
Well, you're also 50.
I know. So I think I have to get a life alert in case, God forbid I was alone. Peaky doesn't know how to call the ambulance.
Well, that sounds like you're lacking some vitamins. I think you have to like get on some vitamins, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I take Grüns vitamins. Is that the same?
I don't know what that is.
That's the little gummies I take. But yeah, so I fell and I was like, oh my God. And I bought these new boxers yesterday and I pissed the boxers. So I was upset about that. But
wait, was this in public or this was at your house?
No. Yeah, I peed in the hallway in the middle of the night. I was frightened. I woke up. Billy, this is the second time I fell. Yeah, so I think I have to get life alert because I don't know. Wiggles isn't. What if I fall? Wiggles can't pick me up. And if I cracked my skull open, that's how that guy died. That's how the guy from Family Matter or Fuller House died. That he fell in his hotel room and he cracked his head and died.
Oh yeah, you should definitely have life alert then.
Or should I start sleeping with a little helmet on or a wig? Because the wig will break the fall.
No, just wear a necklace, a life alert necklace, but make it look chic. So then you always have it.
I think you should take Boniva. That's like for whittling bone syndrome.
Well, take whatever. You're getting up there.
I had to go to a U Beauty event yesterday. I've been doing the influencer circle. I ran into Gia Giudice there. We were kikiing and hanging out. She didn't recognize me. Comes out. I say, hi, Gia. I go, oh, hey, girl. She goes, hi, how are you? Like scared, like, you know, like acting like, you know how we do when strangers come up to us. She did it to us. I go, girl, what's wrong with you? Are you drunk? And she goes, no. She goes, oh, my God. She goes, I didn't even recognize you. She goes, how much fucking weight did you lose? I said, game.
Oh, stop.
I know. Game recognizes game. She goes, oh my God, you look amazing. Did you, your hair? She hasn't seen me since my hair transplant, and she hasn't seen me since I was skinny. So she was probably, who is this male model from Paris?
You're saying, hi.
So she was kikiing with me. We were, you know, we were chopping it up. And she has a new restaurant opening up. We have to go to the opening. Would you come with me to Teresa's new restaurant opening?
Oh, where is it?
It's in New Jersey. It's in Bergen County, New Jersey. But it's going to be like, it's like three floors. It's going to be like, you know, an amazing bar. She has like a 30-foot bar. And they're going to have like, you know, like DJ nights and like restaurants and like, you know,
yeah, brunches, I'll come.
All this stuff. It sounds amazing. It's an Italian restaurant. By level. Her and her mother are opening it. I was like, what a
mother.
Even the mother opened the restaurant. So she was there. A bunch of other influencers. You know, I'm just on the circuit now doing, you know, my shop. Have you been on my shop? Did you buy anything on my store yet, Nicole?
Yeah.
You didn't even look on it. Go on it right now. Go to shop. Go to my link. I'm going to click on it. You can go through it and tell me what you like. And then I get a commission.
It's happening.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. March includes International Women's Day, a moment to celebrate women's strength and progress, while also recognizing how much they carry every single day. Between caring for others and managing unseen responsibilities, their emotional well-being can easily be overlooked. And we want to remind women how much they matter and that therapy offers a space for them to take care of themselves in the way they deserve.
Well, I've been using it for many, many moons now. Through all my life's trials and tribulations, BetterHelp has really changed my life. Now, I never did in-person therapy. I've always done BetterHelp, so I've always lived the good. But I hear nightmare stories about not being able to find the right therapist and all these things that, you know, that make people not want to go to therapy because you have to sit in the office and you have to, you know, you have to go there. And it seems like, you know, a lot of work. That's why I love BetterHelp in the beginning. I was matched with a therapist right away. I never had to worry about if I was with the right therapist, but I can always switch if I needed to. And literally, you can talk about anything that's, you know, anything that's bothering you. Going to therapy doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It just means that you have someone there to talk to, and everyone can use someone to talk to. That's why I love BetterHelp. And with over 30,000 therapists to choose from, BetterHelp has the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based on over 1.7 million client reviews. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support. Feel lighter in therapy. Sign up today and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/snooki. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/snooki right now for 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/snooki. If any Crusaders listening, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I curated my own boutique. It's called ShopMize. That's the thing. The link is in my bio. I pick out all my favorite things, like all my bedding's in there, all my favorite outfits are on there, all my favorite skincare products are there, my favorite candles, my cooking stuff, all my utensils, all things I have in my house. They're all through that. They're all there, and you can buy them, and I get a commission off it. So this is my new small business. Thank you for supporting me, everyone.
But very honestly, nice.
My favorite. I'm going to send it to you now, Nicole. You don't have to shop on it, but you know, just maybe if you want to repost it. So I've been doing that.
Okay.
Spring is in the air. It's fucking seven. I've been out. Did you notice I was doing outfits of the day on my Instagram?
Did I notice?
Well, what do you think? Do you like my hustle?
Yeah, I'm like, you look so cute.
No, you think it's, everyone doesn't know if I'm being serious or not. I'm obviously not being serious. I'm making fun of the influencers, but I still am bringing the looks.
No, your looks are definitely cute. I think you're doing a great job, sweetie.
And I try to add a song with each one that represents the era, represents the look.
No, yeah, I love it. Keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. You are as well.
Yeah.
My coffee shop is selling, what is that shirt that the girl had on?
What girl?
One of the girls that works for you. She was promoting a new t-shirt.
Oh, my merch?
Yeah.
Honestly, I have been so out of the loop with my store. Gina wants to kill me. I was supposed to do a meeting with her today, and I totally forgot to call her. I'm so busy traveling, and then Canada, and then I go back to Canada, and then I go to Nashville for cheer. It's
for
just
what?
Like nonstop traveling. I've been living at the airport.
Can I have your miles?
No, yeah, my miles are sick.
Oh my god, I'm definitely gonna take some. I'm gonna embezzle some. Are you gonna go to the Nashville store when you're in Nashville and perform?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna stop by.
You're not going to do a hayride, a haunted hayride, not a hayride. What is it called? The mechanical bull?
No, I feel like I do that every time.
Made awesome.
Mechanical bull.
Do you know that if you're deaf, you're still allowed to listen to our podcast because they transcribe it and you can read our podcast?
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that.
I didn't know that.
People listen.
People send us like screen grabs of us talking and what we're saying, and it says, like, you know, you can hear us if you're blind. What is it? If you're deaf? Are you deaf? Oh, you are?
No, yeah. If you're deaf, you have to read. If you're blind, you can hear.
Did you watch the new show yet? The John and Kate Plus Eight show?
John and Kate Plus Eight?
Not John and Kate. What's it called? John and Caroline? JFK story.
No, bitch. I've been traveling.
Well, what are you doing on the airplane all this time that you can watch the show? Well,
it's an hour flight. It's so quick.
This week was the finale, and I didn't watch it yet, so I saved it for tonight. I'm roasting a chicken, and I'm locking Billy in the home. He's not allowed to leave. I'm going to break his kneecaps so he can't leave, and I'm roasting a chicken. I'm forcing him to watch rom-coms with me.
Stop.
All through that. Brittany got arrested. We haven't spoke since then. Oh, yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
Oh, yeah. They said her mugshot's not coming out because it wasn't a violent offense. It's like, bitch, everyone gets arrested for being drunk and disorderly. So something's up. Either she really didn't get arrested because she's not alive, or she paid off the pops, or she paid off the police.
No, that's crazy. Because I feel like legally, like, it has
it.
To.
We legally owed it.
Yeah, what the hell? That doesn't make sense. How come I couldn't pay off my officers when I got arrested?
Maybe the cops are
my
girls.
My mugshot was terrible, and they only redid it once, and then the redo was even worse because my eyelash was hanging off. I tried to look so cute in my mugshot, and it just didn't work.
With the red hair?
I don't know if I had red hair.
You do.
Maybe
have
I had like highlights of red hair, but my lash was freaking off. I was binge drinking for 2 days. It was just not cute.
Do you think that arresting officers were girls and gays and they were just key-keying the cell? Like, that's why they didn't do her like that and put the...
With Brittany?
Yeah. Like, what if imagine there was a girl and gay cop squad. What would they get into?
I would sneak her out. I'd be like, girl, let's get out of here.
Nothing would get done if the girls and gays were around the police force?
No, literally. I bet you they were nice to her. Maybe they dropped it.
Picky. Some PSA news, PSA, PSA. Petco will be doing pictures with the Easter Bunny this year from the weekend of the 20th, the last weekend of March. They're going to be doing them. I didn't make an appointment. It's a first come, first serve. So me and Peek are going to go down to the one on Union Square. So 28th and 29th.
Union Square.
we're getting the pictures done. Has Romero, has Rocky ever taken a picture with Santa or the Easter Bunny?
No, I'm a terrible mom. I would love an Easter Bunny, though. I feel like the Short Hills Mall does, like, really cute
Yeah, but I don't know if they only
pictures with the rabbit.
They only do it on certain days. I don't think you can always do it.
There's a big-ass line, too.
I think the dogs you can only do on a certain day.
Oh, can I talk about these damn squishies?
Please do. Thank you.
So Jivan, so if you have a kid and they're Jivana's age or, like, younger or whatever, or even older, because I see all these older girls, squishies are fucking sold out everywhere. These Neatos, the freaking dumplings, you can't fucking find them anywhere. And this girl, Jivana, is forcing me to travel all across New Jersey trying to find these goddamn squishies. Thank God I'm, like, a wholesale buyer. Because, like, obviously for my store and stuff, I'm on my wholesale website. And even those are sold out. And that's, like, where you buy them for, like, stores. So now she wants me to open a squishy store. I'm actually kind of debating it because these freaking things are they're sold out all the time. Like, if you open a squishy or a toy store, you're guaranteed to be a fucking millionaire. Because these kids just, they want all the squishies.
This is the new Beanie Baby, I'm thinking. Are you talking about Mellow? What's the ones they sent me? Jelly Cats? Is that something you they have?
No, yeah, Jelly Cats are big too, but they're not the crave right now like the squishies are right now.
Because someone sent me
Jelly Cats. Love Jelly Cats. Jelly Cat actually sent Gigi a box and she loved them. She collects the Jelly Cats. But yeah, those are huge too.
They sent those to me, those Jelly Cat hearts.
Oh, cute. Why'd they send it to you?
I don't know. They just showed up. They showed up!
That's nice. So yeah, these Neatos, the Neatos and the squishies, it's just, you're literally going into the stores right when they open the toy stores and you're fighting people for these fucking shits.
Now, what happens to these squishies? Do they squeeze and make noises or are they just...
No, it's just like a stress ball. They're squeezies. And everyone is just obsessed and they're sold out everywhere. You can't get them anywhere.
How much are they?
Oh, they're pricey. I mean, you can get them. You can get them wholesale for way cheaper. But I mean, places are selling them for. Well, I don't know exactly because I get like 10 in a row, but I'm spending like $200 at the toy store
each time.
Well, yeah, because I buy a bunch.
And then, so how does she? Why does she need them so often though? Because is she like? Is they going through? Or she's a collector.
Yeah, she's collecting them, and then I guess like they're like Pokemon cards now. So you trade with your friends, or you could sell them to your friends. I guess they're doing like mini like sales. So it's like, oh, on their Snapchat, they're like, if anybody wants this, I have an extra one for like $6. So she's hustling and she's trading.
My niece was selling used panties in middle school. Not
ew.
Not that's crazy.
Freaking nasty. Oh, by the way, you guys, you know how I was celibate for 5 weeks? Because of my surgery?
Yeah.
I'm not celibate anymore.
As of when? Is it fresh?
2 a.m. last night.
Oh, my God. What sparked that? Did you have to sneak into his room?
No, I just got woken up by this pokey thing.
Pokemon. Peaky.
Now I can't walk today. I feel like a virgin.
Do you put Rocky outside when that's happening?
So Rocky's sick. He'll like want to stay in the room, and Gianni thinks it's just the weirdest thing ever. And I'm like, Rocky, stop it. But then Rocky will come back in and like come on the bed and like lick the sheets.
Stop.
Oh, and I guess all dogs do that because I saw a TikTok and they were like, we just got this dog.
Smell like trout.
Yeah, and we just did it. No, it doesn't, freak. And we just did it, and he came in the room and started licking our comforter. I think it's like a dog thing. I can't catch a break here in 2026. I'm not a fan, I have to say. But I'm glad that we got to do a little show. And next week I will be in Canada again, so we might have a late show again. But we will still be here. And yeah, I'll see you bitches next week. Wish me luck with more ghosties in Canada.
It's happening!